Mega Millions jackpot climbs to $1 billion.
Nice.
After another drawing without a big winner.
All right. Get ready, California.
There have been 29 straight draws without a Mega Millions jackpot winner since the last grand prize ticket on April 18th.
We're due. We're definitely due.
Damn.
Yep. I'll be buying my tickets later.
So it's over a billion. The lump sum would be like $527.9 million.
Works for me. They get their pace. I got my pace.
Potential jackpot is the fourth largest in the game and fifth over $1 billion.
Wow.
Damn.
That's what they said.
It's crazy money.
One ticket in Pennsylvania was worth $5 million and another in the state connected for $1 million. There were also $1 million winners in Arizona, California, and New York.
See, I'm willing to take $1 million.
I'm good. You're like willing.
That. I'm good. Take like it. That. Yeah. I'm, you know, I'm not going to cry.
Won't complain.
No, I will not complain. I'm not complaining at all. Matter of fact, I'll praise things. I will praise things.
It's been less than 2 weeks since someone in Los Angeles won over $1 billion in Powerball. That ranked as the sixth largest in U.S. history. The winner of the prize, still a mystery.
Yep. Still waiting. They're lawyering up right now, like you always say.
Well, either that or...
they lost a ticket.
Lost a ticket.
Yeah. Yep. Or they gave somebody a birthday card and that person hasn't opened the birthday card yet.
Oh, can you
Happy
imagine?
Happy birthday! Drop dead.
More and more experts are saying to not take the lump sum.
Yeah.
To do the installments.
I want someone owing me money for 30 years. Where's my check?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good plan. You know, financial people say, well, you can invest it and do better with it.
I'm sure.
But you lose almost half of it immediately.
Yeah. This way you're getting it, and you're also, you know, like you can't possibly screw up. You know, if you blow all the money you got that year, you got more coming.
I agree. If you slow the flow in,
right,
you can slow what's going out as well.
And you have 30 years to get it right. If you keep screwing up every freaking year, eventually you're going to have everything you want. Or you're an idiot. One of the two.
You get paid like an all-star in Major League Baseball, but you don't have to show up every day.
Exactly.
What would Joe Zone, Sports Guy Channel 3, do? Joe?
I would take the lump sum.
You would.
Look, at $500 million, are you telling me that I'm going to screw up and spend $500 million over 30 years? No way. I've taken the $500 million, this is half of a billion, and I'm going for it.
Well, don't forget, Connecticut's going to get half of that.
Okay, so now I'm down to what, $250 million?
Somewhere around
right.
there, yeah.
I think I could probably... I can make a lot of bad decisions with $250 million.
And then still be rich.
Right.
And still be rich. Have a little left over to make a couple of Met trades.
Right, watch you on TV. Why is he wearing a loincloth?
Yeah, what do you think about the Mets?
Well, it was clear they gave it up when they, you know, they traded their guy Scherzer. I mean, you don't trade an ace when you think you're in the running. So I would expect a lot more things to fall after that. I was thinking about that because the Yankees are in the same, who cares, I can't get it done mode. But they just don't give up, the Yankees. They never stop thinking, or at least trying to let their fan base believe that they're going for the whole thing. So I think that's one of the differences between the two franchises.
What do you think the chances of the Yankees going all the way are?
Well, I put it this way the other night on the air. I've got a $1 billion lottery ticket, and I've got a New York Yankees World Series ticket. Which one do you think has a better chance of hitting?
Lottery ticket.
they have zero chance, in my view, and I don't think they make the playoffs.
Wow.
They're not good enough.
Can't win if you don't make it in, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's so weird how fast that'll just change.
Yeah.
When you think, this could be it.
Oh, they're having a great year.
This ain't happening.
Yep.
Aaron Judge goes down, you know, beginning of June, misses basically two full months of the season, and that was it. That was the change right there. Nobody could pick up the slack. The pitching staff had been so good before that point. They sort of fell apart because of overuse and over-reliance and Now he's back, and like he's not at full strength yet, and everybody's already gassed. Like everybody's already, you can see, they got nothing left to give.
Yeah, you know,
it's a terrible spot to be in.
You know, it's better than the Yankees are playing lottery right now, too.
They're in dead last in the American League East right
now. Why are you Boone buying a Mega Millions ticket?
That's
Steinbrenner.
That's why I've moved on to football season.
All right, yeah, let's talk Jets. Aaron Rodgers took a pay cut of $35 million to play for the Jets. It's not nuts.
Are you taking a bath right now?
I was going to say,
it sounds like a bubble bath.
You're in a hot tub?
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm outside on the patio. I'm on my way up to UConn where today's the first day of football practice, but I didn't want to do the interview in the car.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, man.
I hate those interviews. It's nothing you can do about it. They just don't sound good. So I'm on, you know, God forbid, the hard line. I don't know if anybody's got them anymore, but so I was just sitting out on my patio. So
that's great.
I moved away from the fountain.
I thought you had too much coffee.
Well, I was going for a long one.
So right outside your house is like a park-like setting with water fountains.
Nice. Well, no, that's my backyard by the pool. I just have a water fountain and flowers. You know, I just
have a sprinkler run through.
Big time sports guy.
You guys and I, we work opposite days, so I don't go in every day till 2:30, 3 o'clock most days. So
yeah.
I get the early part of the day to enjoy, you know, the pool and all that stuff.
Nice.
When you work there, your side, you can also enjoy the pool, but you enjoy it on the late end of the day.
That's right. I need a pool first, though. Thank you. sprinkler works.
So, back to the Jets.
Yep.
What do you think?
I love the Jets. I love the commitment by Aaron Rodgers. I think they're going to be a real a factor in a brutal division. I mean, when you sit here and think that the Patriots are the worst team in that division, predicted to be, I love the Jets. I love the way Rodgers came in. I think they've put some good players around them. And I love his commitment. Here's a guy, you know, everybody says, what do you have to prove? When you're at the end of your career and you've done it with one group, it's always, always interesting. Look at Brady. It's always interesting to see if he can do it again with somebody else. To just solidify how great you are. And I think that's what he's doing. I think he's going to have a tremendous year.
You think they go all the way?
Well, I think Buffalo is still the team to beat in that division. And I think Miami will be there. You know, and you still got to get through Cincinnati and Kansas City. And there's just a lot of good teams. If they played in the NFC, I think they'd be real legitimate because I only see like maybe two, maybe three teams in the NFC. But I like the Jets' chances a lot.
How about the Giants?
Well, you know, I'm a diehard. The best assignment of my career was in '87. I was working at Channel 2 in New York. And I'm going to the Super Bowl for their first ever trip as my boyhood team. I'm covering them. So I love the Giants. But they are in a also tough division. I mean, Dallas is still good. Philly's tremendous. And it makes me gag to say it. I can't stand it.
Makes everybody gag, actually.
And San Francisco. But, I think they can make the playoffs. But they're still a few people short. I'm glad Barkley signed. I think he's committed. I think that's gives them a really, really good option out there. But the Giants, you know, as a diehard, I'm one of those guys who watches every play, every time. Doesn't matter what the record is. So it's hard for me to be objective. But I think they got a ways to go. When they play, it'd be interesting, you know, because I think everybody plays AFC East. I think plays NFC East this year. So you're going to see some of those really tough matchups. Jets, Giants, that kind of thing.
If Belichick doesn't bring the Patriots to another Super Bowl, does that affect his stature? I mean, I know greatest coach ever, most wins, all the Super Bowl rings, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But
well, here's what it does. It does the same thing it does to Aaron Rodgers. He won a Super Bowl, but, here comes the but, when was the last time he did it? So, you know, whenever you've got greatness, like Brady, look what Brady did. At the end of his career, he did it again, went to the Super Bowl. So there's no question about his status. But when you go for a long period, win a lot, and then some time passes, you know, there's a little bit of that. But I don't think it affects him dramatically, but people will still say Tom Brady left and he hadn't done anything since. I hate to say it, but I'm one of those guys who doesn't say it, but it's being said. So I think it's diminished slightly, but as far as I'm concerned, he's the greatest winning coach of all time.
Joe Zone, Channel 3 on. And congratulations on the good news about UConn.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. We're, by the way, before I go in here, I got to say, what you got, you know, I haven't been on this show probably in 10 years. You guys, I don't hope your listeners realize how hard it is to be do what you guys do, to be on radio as long as you have been, and to keep killing it every day. It's a remarkable run.
Oh, we killed it. Right.
Oh yeah, he's dead.
I've always wanted to say that.
Thank you.
Impressive. I mean, look what radio's doing around you guys. It's blowing up, and you guys just keep bringing it every day. I think it's phenomenal, the accomplishment. This is my 50th year in television this year.
What? Wow. Good for you.
Were you five when you started?
Holy moly.
What? I could only dream of living that long.
I mean, that's why I say I could take the billion now and probably make a pretty good run with it. I don't have enough time left.
Oh, yeah.
So to do it as long as you're doing, yeah, this is my 50th year. I started in 73. It's amazing how
and
you
you're
guys...
talking about us? Let's talk about you.
Seriously, yeah.
Well, nobody talks about the sports guys anymore.
Sensei.
You got to be a weather guy to get talked about.
Oh, my God. 50. So where did you... All right, so we're having you back because I want to do this whole thing about your career.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Are
you from Connecticut?
No, I'm from New York. That's why, you know, Yankees and Troy, New York, which...
Okay, I know
my backyard is 2 hours and 10 minutes, but, you know, Connecticut was always right down the road.
Yeah.
No problem. But, yeah, so back to UConn. I know I got off track. It's a great, great partnership relationship. Look, there's that one number one brand in the state because there are no pro teams. That's UConn. So what it means is, and people got nervous when they saw a media agreement with Channel 3. We're not replacing any of the stuff that people already see in the places they go to see UConn. You're still going to get your SNY women's games, CBS Sportsnet, ESPN. We're doing just a little bit more. We're going to have coaches shows. We're going to do profiles on players and on teams. We're going to do a special that airs the Saturday before our kickoff, a half-hour coaches show. And then we're going to have a presence at games. We'll be at the fan zone. We'll be at the fan booth. Our personalities will be there. We'll have signage up. It's just a great relationship with a program that's, you know, phenomenal. I mean, let's face it. Look at the championships they've won there. I think their football team's on the rise. Basketball speaks for itself and all the other sports. We're just excited. I'm going out there right after this interview. We're going to start doing some interviews with players and the coach and get this thing rolling.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, man.
And they couldn't have picked a better channel to do it with.
Seriously.
Well, we appreciate it. I wish I could say it has anything to do with it. I did not. But the people who run this thing, our station, our general manager, really committed to making this thing happen. And, you know, we had to wait a while because somebody else had it for us. So now it's ours. And we hope we do it justice and make it really, really interesting for our viewers.
Joe Zone, thank you, brother. Thanks for the kind words. And Ruth will reach out. We got to get you back to talk about this 50-year career. Holy smokes.
Yep.
Congratulations to you.
Yes, sir.
Very well done.
Talk to you guys. Thanks.
All right. Joe Zone, Channel 3. 50 years.
Holy crap.
He doesn't look like it, does.
No, not at all.
Put in a time capsule.
Is he a vampire?
50 years. So what?
He's like Lestat.
Is he in his 60s? Late 60s? Holy crap.
I was wondering, didn't want to ask.
Yeah. Can you ask anyone?
He looks great.
He does.
Wow.
Maybe Stone's like 5.
That was mind-blowing.
Yeah. I had no idea. I did not
50.
Know. 50. Yeah?
50 years
50.
In television.
Maybe said 15. We heard.
I was just going to say that.
Those guys make a big fuss about 15 years.
Why did they talk so long about 15 years?
Hey, stupid. No, why did they say 50? Sorry.
Anybody see Barbie?
No. I haven't yet.
Happy.
Ruth did. Anyone see Oppenheimer?
No.
Not yet.
I'm happy. Yes. I can't spell it.
Did you, Ben?
I did finally see it.
So
yes.
Both or just Oppenheimer?
No, just Oppenheimer. I did not see Barbie yet.
Did you do the IMAX version?
Yes, but not the cool 70 millimeter. I have some friends who are going to take a road trip to go see the 70 millimeter. It's only in like a select few theaters or something.
Oh, wow.
Like that.
Yeah, it's
I'm
a
not
thing.
That diehard, though.
What's the difference? Just the quality.
It's a whole special film that, like, really only the best directors have access to because of how much it costs.
But we would notice.
You would notice. And what I heard is that the film is so much larger, like, on the roll than it is for, like, a regular strip. So that if you were to lay this movie out, like, end to end in a straight line, it's, like, 11 miles long.
Sounds like a Germany's pickup line. What's going to happen, Hunter? It's the bomb.
What'd you think of the movie?
I thought it was good. I mean, it's long, though. Three-hour movies are a great nap. So
it's, you know, tough.
That's it, when you nod off.
Huh? That's a sleep. Yeah. That's a borderline sleep. That's not a nap anymore.
Were there sections in there you thought, they could have taken this out. This is not really important to the movie.
I mean, I guess I would say so, but I feel like, you know, Christopher Nolan is always going to back that up with some genius cinema theory. But yeah, for me personally, I'm like, can we just get to the explosions and the bombs? Right, I can watch that.
Yeah. Push the button, make the explodey.
They should make it to a comedy called Oppie.
How is there any opening sequence that like pulls you right in? Because that's a long way to wait. That's old time movie making.
Yes.
Where it's like, okay, you're going to wait for like 90 minutes
years,
before we start going.
The awkward teen years. Yep.
Crazy.
Yep.
Was there any opening scene where it's like, okay, I'm in?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I went to film school, so I kind of have that appreciation for like just like
slow build.
Just the slow build, and also like I can appreciate just like kind of how he's doing what he's doing. But storyline wise, I was a little tired. I'm not gonna lie, a little tired.
Yeah, I'm not a 3 hour person.
When the catch nap, yep.
Because you know what you're waiting for
that, that was fine
for that movie. You're just waiting for that bomb, and they know that they have that. So he's just milking it.
Yeah, it's like Titanic.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, there were some parts of that, but he celebrated the whole ship.
Yep, he did.
So whether you were like one of these nerds, like a shipbuilder nerd, or just that time period nerd.
Yep.
Kind of nerd. Or a romance nerd, or if you're like a gearhead, they had the engine room scene.
Right. Or some place to keep cool in the summer for 3 hours.
There's a lot of cool things in there. They addressed all different
things. Thank God it was free. Thanks. Roasting out there.
Well, he built basically like a 1/3 replica size of it.
He did.
So
pretty cool.
In the beginning of the movie, when they're doing that tour of the ship, for most people, that's the only time they would have ever seen the ship in use.
That's
like how it actually was built. So that was fascinating.
Yeah. He was smart in that sense.
Yes.
Yeah. So Oppenheimer, they're building a city out in the middle of like New Mexico,
right,
or something.
To blow up.
It's like, okay, this is good.
It's like an elaborate fireworks display. Watch this. Right. This is going to be so cool.
Well, those two movies are just still making crazy money.
Yeah.
Barbie made $93 million this week.
That's amazing.
And Oppenheimer made $46
million. Damn.
And combined, the two movies worldwide have made over $1 billion in 2 weeks.
They should combine, do like a spoof with the combine the two of them and have like Oppenheimer bomb Barbie City.
Okay. That sounds like a great bit.
Yeah.
Right? You see, hey, I'm a Barbie girl. Everything's all happy and all of a sudden, what's the noise?
Boom. And then just a bunch of melted plastic.
Exactly.
It's like still bubbling.
Barbie Jeeps and condos all destroyed.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.